Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
I'm doing it now, right? I'm doing the talk open, the talk intro.
That's what everyone seems to like. All everyone right. seems to think you're doing such a good job, so I guess I didn't do as good of a job as you.
Well,
so you do
I
it
mean,
now. It's your job now. Everyone thinks Roger's so good.
Well,
doing the thing.
We're still accepting comments at biggscast@gmail.com if you have, you know, input on the situation, but for the time being, I'll say that it's time once again for Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs. Welcome. Here he is, everybody. Mr. Biggs.
That's me.
There he is.
Luckily, there's one part of the show where I cannot be replaced, and that part is the part where I tell you, the listeners, how to stick it.
Stick it.
Yeah.
If you got something that's broken or busted, or you got a school project or an art project, maybe you've been tasked with something at work.
Maybe there's a leak of some sort.
Maybe there's a leak, and you need to know, can I use a tape? Do I need an epoxy? Is there some sort of...
Caulk.
Roger.
Don't you use caulks when you...
Roger, we've talked about this. We're trying to keep it clean for the podcast listeners.
What do those people do with the tube when they squirt out the bead? They squeeze out the bead in the tube with
You're talking about Canyon Park, right?
No. When people
with all the guys when people who hang out
in the bathtub.
Yeah, that's the place. That's what I mean.
In the shower.
It's a family show, Roger.
They
keep it clean.
They squeeze out that kind of a goo.
If you have any problems with any kind of adhesives, tapes, glues, epoxies, tune in to Stick It with Mr. Biggs, and I'm here to answer your questions, and apparently Roger is here to, number one, do the intro because he does such a good job, and number two, start talking dirty and setting a tone for the show, which is inappropriate and not suitable for young listeners, and then we also take your emails at biggscast@gmail.com, where you can send in your problems and questions. And I will tell you how to stick it.
Stick it.
Caulk.
Oh, you mean you're talking about caulk.
I thought it was caulk. Caulk.
C-A-U-L-K, right?
There's caulk.
There's an L caulk. In there, Roger.
Caulk.
Caulk. It's caulk. A lot of people say it fast, and it sounds like they're saying caulk.
Caulk.
But they're not saying caulk, Roger. Here's the thing. When you say caulk, we got to bleep it every time.
Caulk. If I say caulk, you don't have to bleep it. So spread some caulk all across the shower.
It sounds like you're a foreigner when you say it like that. But yeah, I guess that'll probably be okay because we're only concerned about people who speak American. So we're all right. Everything's
just
good.
Just squeeze some caulk.
So.
Caulk. I'm going to have to work on that. I'm not sure. I'll have to look up some DIY videos.
Yeah, you do that, but do that on your own Wi-Fi access point. You're going to wait till you get home.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you the password so you can log on and start looking at your videos in the shower during the show because... Well, there's many reasons. I'm not going to run through them all now.
No.
Okay?
What I am
going to do is introduce the star of the show, Breaking News.
Breaking News.
Yeah. Everyone loves it. Everyone's always tweeting, oh, goodness, Mr. Biggs, the Breaking News is fantastic. I get it. I see what you're doing. Breaking News. I'm always seeing it on TV where they're trying to imply that there's a big news story. And there's new information that is very important, and you must hear about it. You must have the latest, so we have breaking news. But rarely, rarely is the information that comes afterwards legitimate breaking news. Very rarely. It's usually the same news you've already heard, or it's not very important, and it certainly isn't breaking.
Not in a literal sense, it's not breaking. It's not news that's falling apart.
Well, here on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
It is literal, Roger. Because breaking news around these parts means news stories that we've chosen where something got broken and busted, and I, Mr. Biggs, will tell you how to fix it. Dateline. Wheatley Place, England. Have you heard of Wheatley Place, Roger?
I've heard of England, but not Wheatley.
Yeah, you've heard of England, but you haven't heard of Wheatley Place, and there's a good reason for that. You want to know why?
Yeah.
It's in England.
What?
A driver who reached speeds of up to 72 miles per hour while cutting across a roundabout. Matthew Withers of Wheatley Place, Blackwood. Have you ever heard of Blackwood, Roger?
No, I have a feeling that's in England, too.
That's probably why you haven't heard of it.
It's a guess.
It's a different place.
Yeah.
Matthew Withers has pleaded guilty to a charge of dangerous driving. The 25-year-old who had been weaving in and out of traffic hit the car of Margaret Smith, which was hit so hard that it flew back and hit three stationary parked cars, causing damage to them.
Wow.
It's like what do you call it, Roger? What's the word when one thing happens and then it causes another thing to happen and then another?
Demolition derby.
No, this is an accident. You're thinking about a competitive sport that people pay good money to go to and enjoy with the whole family, and it is a fun time had at the Tri-County Fair and Exhibition Hall.
That is good. Have you had
it? It is a good time. I love that.
Have you had the cotton candy down there at the Demolition Derby Figure 8 tractor pull events?
Well, I took my nephew, Cody, there one time, and he wanted the cotton candy, and he insisted that I try it, and I tried it. Yeah, you know what? You know what I thought about the cotton candy, Roger? It's too sweet for my tastes. A little too sweet.
Well,
I suggest using a little bit less sugar next time, and it would be just right.
Well, I mean, I think it's all sugar, and I think they just color it up with some pink.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll have to agree to disagree. This crash caused Mrs. Smith...
Chain reaction,
Roger. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I thought it was one word, but in fact it was two words.
Two.
And that's it. That's the one. Roger, you did it. Yeah. Nicely done, Roger. Where was I?
I don't know. As a result of the crash,
Smith, that guy was driving like a jerk, and he hit Margaret Smith's car, caused a chain reaction, blah blah blah.
Right.
And at the end of it all, Mrs. Smith suffered a broken toe and a suspected broken sternum, although it was later proven that it was just a badly swollen sternum, which has got to look very strange,
kind of. Odd.
And it's up to us and Stick It with Mr. Biggs to tell you how to fix things.
Right. It's got we got a bunch of busted up cars here. So, I mean, where do you begin?
You know, I actually wish that when I was planning for this news story, Roger, you would have brought that up, because I would have realized that, yeah, I could have talked about how to fix some of the cars, but I'm actually thinking about Mrs. Smith and her broken toe. Now, her swollen sternum, I got to admit something here, Roger. I mean, I'm not a miracle worker, and frankly, that confounds me. Number one, I don't know how to fix that because it is not something that is broken.
Yeah.
I mean, and number two, I can't even imagine what that would look like. I'm a little bit distracted as I stop and pause and try to imagine a swollen sternum.
Right.
Just all swollen and grotesque and misshapen. on an old woman laying in bed.
Yeah, an ice pack. We'll just say an ice pack. And
yeah, but no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the broken toe.
Okay.
Now, I, Roger, have had a broken toe, and I can tell you firsthand, it is not pleasant.
No, I can't imagine it would be. It sounds painful.
It is painful because the toe is broken, and it is so small, it is nearly impossible to immobilize the toe and allow it to heal. So, the purpose of the show, Stick It with Mr. Biggs,
Stick It,
is to help you figure it out.
Figure out a medical issue? I'm lost here. What?
No, the medical issue's already been solved. She's been diagnosed. She's been to the doctor. The doctor has told her, you got a broken toe and a swollen sternum. Look at that. Look at her sternum, everybody. It's weird looking.
But.
Wow, I've never seen that before.
But.
I'm going to focus on the broken toe. And there's a technique that you learn in first aid class, which I took. I did take first aid. I did not finish the class.
You signed up for it.
I signed up for it, and I arrived, and I attended a significant portion of the first and second classes. And the one thing I learned is something called the buddy tape system.
Does this fall within the parameters of adhesive tape, or are you talking about?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The buddy tape system can be used with surgical tape. Ideally, if you have the access to it, go into a pharmacy and you go over into the first aid section. There is an adhesive tape that actually has some elastic properties, and it's called Kobon tape. It kind of looks like crepe paper. It's stretchy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you got the one broken toe, which is the one that's the problem, and you got one toe next to it, which, as far as I know, is perfectly fine. So take a cotton ball. A ball of cotton, put it between the good toe and the bum toe, and then you're going to tape the good toe to the bum toe with the Kobon tape. You understand, Roger? Can you visualize? Here, let me show you.
Yeah, I can.
You're going
to. No.
Imagine this is my toe, all right?
Yeah.
It doesn't look at all like my toe, but just, I'm going to have to ask you to imagine it. Are you imagining it?
Can you take...
Okay, I got an idea. Let me take off a shoe here.
Yeah. What happened?
All right.
What happened though? You were wearing...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels good. I did not realize how tight those shoes were.
Who let the dogs out?
I did. I just let the dogs out. Let them out of the shoes. Yeah, that feels nice. What was I talking about?
Right now? Tape on toes. Kobon tape, stretchy.
I guess I should probably take the sock off then.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you. I'm going to need a minute here because I am just... I can't stress enough, people, don't wear shoes that are too tight because you may not notice it at first. But later on... When you take them off and the circulation returns, oh, man. Oh, this feels nice. Do me a favor, Roger. Reach down there and just pull on that sock a little bit. Just pull on it. Tug on it a little bit.
Actually.
Go ahead. Touch it.
I can't.
Take the sock off, Roger.
I can't. You know what? We don't have much to go, so why don't we just, I've seen toes before. So,
okay. All right. We're gonna take the one good toe and the one bad toe, and we're just going to tape them together.
Right.
But you put a little piece of cotton in between to cushion them because we don't want to have any sores develop while your toe heals. And the good toe will act as a splint to the bum toe, and eventually it's going to be able to heal. It's going to hurt. It's going to be bad. You're going to be limping around. But it will eventually heal, and you're going to be fine. So don't break your toe anymore. Get some Kobon tape and stick it.
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs.
Now, you mentioned I was, before the show, that I was supposed to say something about roast beef. Do I say that now? When do I wasn't quite sure what
Yeah. I was talking about the toe, but it's too late now.
Roast beef.
No, Roger, not now. Roger, it is too late now.
Just say.
I thought that maybe when I was talking about the toes, you could have brought up the piggies and the roast beef. But you completely missed your window of opportunity, Roger. It came and it went. The bus doors have closed.
Well, if they're pigs, wouldn't it be roast pork?
They're not cannibals, Roger.
Well, I mean, because you got pigs and roast beef. How would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy was broken in a horrible roundabout car accident in England.
Yeah, with the
this little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And then this one just urinated all over the place and made a horrible mess. And then my joke was for you to say, oh, when you're buddy taping the bum toe to the other toe, are you talking about the one that had roast beef? You were going to say that, and I was going to laugh, and we were going to have a good time. But you missed the opportunity, Roger. Your timing is off.
So we're...
Your timing is off.
Yeah. I guess my problem is I don't know what you... We should have rehearsed it.
We can't rehearse the show, Roger. This podcast is spontaneous.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to come in... 2 hours early and do the show with you one time, not recorded, and then do it again, recorded, and then do it again because we screwed up the first time we recorded it. I don't have time to do that.
Well,
I'm a busy guy. I got things to do.
Well,
places to go. I got to go to market.
Maybe do a little bit more than, hey, when we talk about the toes, you talk about the roast beef thing. I mean,
I thought it was self-evident what I meant.
You said that.
How could you not understand the roast beef?
I like roast beef fine. I just, that's what you told me to do, and I wasn't quite clear as to.
Yeah, you're right. I get it. You're absolutely right. You were the wrong person to ask, and your timing was all off. It was poorly timed and a bad idea to ask you to deliver the funny lines. I'll deliver the funny lines from this part forward, and this has been breaking news.
Yeah, the whole roast beef thing threw me off.
Yeah, I see that now. I see the error of my ways. My main crime in this whole situation is asking you to do anything.
Well,
so Stick It with Mr. Biggs is a podcast about glues and adhesives, and one of the hallmarks of the show, one of the cornerstones that it is built upon, is that you, the listeners, are allowed to contact me, Mr. Biggs, and give me your questions about glues, adhesives, tapes, all kinds of things, whether it's a project that you're working on or it's something that you've tried and it didn't work so well and you want an idea on how to fix it. You send me the email at...
Biggscast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So it's email time now?
Yeah.
All right, just hang on. Hang on a second. Let me just...
Why?
I just got to grab my phone real quick. And... Email...
Roger, we've discussed this on multiple occasions.
It sounds good, right?
No, it doesn't. You don't hear yourself when you're talking. I mean, you're saying the words and you're playing the sound effects on your phone, but you're not hearing them. I am sitting next to you. I am hearing them. And I'm telling you, it sounds ridiculous.
Well, you weren't ready for it that time. Let's reset.
No, let's not. No, I just want to do the email and I want to finish the podcast and I got places to go. I got things I got to do. I'm a busy guy, Roger.
Email.
All right. Okay. That, while ever so slightly different in some ways, it is exactly the same in others. And by that I mean it is bad. And I don't want to hear that ever again. And let's just move on. We're going to not have a sounder for the email, and we're just going to talk and tell people what the email address is, Roger.
Bigscast@gmail.com, and I'll just I'll keep working on that sounder thing. I'll come up with some other alternative.
Oh, yeah, you maybe do that in your free time, and yeah. Then once you get it just right, you can keep it to yourself.
I'll present it to you before.
No. I don't ever want to hear that again. What's the email tonight, Roger? Let's have the email.
Bigscast@gmail.com. We've got an email from Nick, and he's writing from Toronto. And he says, "Hi, Mr. Biggs."
Hello?
Theoretically speaking, what type of adhesive would be best suited to making a giant human fly trap? That is to say, a trap for a giant human fly hybrid.
All right.
Thanks, Nick in Toronto.
All right, so Nick is making a fly trap.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you get a fly to land in a fly trap? You got to attract the fly. Okay, so whatever we do is going to have to stink a little bit. It's going to have to be stinky. It's going to have to attract the flies. And it's going to have to be sticky. So, yeah, okay, I got it. I got an angle. We'll do sticky and stinky.
Sticky and stinky.
No, the other way around.
Stinky.
Vice versa.
Stinky.
Sticky and stanky. No. Sticky and stinky.
Stinky, sticky. Stinky.
No. Say the same words, but just flip the order around.
Stinky and sticky.
We're going to do a two-pronged attack, sticky and stinky.
All right.
So in order to make a giant glue fly trap, we're going to need something to put it on. So let's see. Maybe get like a big piece of cardboard. Let's get a bit. No, that's not going to work because if we pour any glue on that, it's just going to roll off the side. I got it. Go to Walmart and grab yourself one of them rigid kiddie pools. The real cheap ones, you know?
You mean the plastic round?
Yeah. Yeah, a real cheap kiddie pool. Put that down in the yard and then pour into the kiddie pool. Put some corn syrup in there.
All right.
Some of the fly traps have arsenic in it. I don't know where you're going to get arsenic from. Don't almonds have arsenic in them, don't they, Roger?
Who does?
It's peach pits. Peach pits have arsenic.
Huh. No,
oh, wait, is it apple seeds? I don't remember.
Just maybe go down to your local...
Siri! Damn it, I always have to push the button. Siri! Do apple seeds have arsenic in them?
We missed the server. Try again.
Okay, never mind. You know what? Forget the arsenic. We'll just leave out the arsenic. You got your kiddie pool. You've poured some corn syrup in there, a couple gallons worth maybe. Make sure the bottom of the pool is completely covered.
Right.
And maybe put a little bit of, maybe some polyurethane adhesive in there to really up the stick factor. Because corn syrup alone probably is not going to catch a human-sized fly.
Right.
I mean, that's a big fly. I don't know how strong flies are. I mean, I've never come across one before. Where does this guy live?
He lives in Toronto, Canada.
Yeah, I've never been to Toronto. I have no idea. I've seen some big flies in some areas of the country before. I've seen some horse flies before. Have you ever seen a horse fly?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Well, then you know that they're very big. They're very big flies. I don't know. Sometimes, Roger, you start giggling. And anyway, so yeah, put some polyurethane adhesive in there. Go to the home store, pick up some sticky-ass glue. You can pour the whole bottle into the corn syrup and just mix it around with a stick.
All right. Now that the polyurethane it's not going to harden too much, is it? It's still going to be
Well, it will be diluted somewhat by the corn syrup.
I see.
I don't know where this human fly hybrid is. I'm going to assume that it's nearby, which is why you want to catch it.
Right.
If it's a hot day, you might have a lead time of, I'm going to say 10 to 12 hours, where this is still going to be viscous. And then throw a raw steak out into the middle of the kiddie pool.
Oh, I see. It's like a bait.
Yeah, because it's going to start to rot, and then the corn syrup and the sticky-ass glue, which, by the way, I don't appreciate the name of that glue. I have sent several strongly worded letters to the management of sticky-ass glue, or SAG, as I like to call them, and I said, you know, you can call it sticky buttocks glue. You could call it sticky bottom glue. It would still be funny. And yet would be acceptable to families and people of sensitive dispositions. But no, they insist on calling it sticky-ass glue.
Mm.
You know, I'm not sure that best thing to use in the situation, not because it wouldn't work. It would totally work to build your big fly trap. But I'm not comfortable recommending a product that is not suitable for all audiences.
So
this one gets a little blue.
So, don't bother with sticky ass.
Roger! No!
Don't you? So, no sticky ass?
Sticky ass glue. You gotta say the whole name, because if you just say the part of it, it sounds like you're being vulgar and obscene.
Just.
So much bleeping. I am not comfortable with the amount of bleeping on this f-ing podcast.
Sticky-ass.
Okay, you know what? Never mind. Forget the sticky-ass glue. We're just getting rid of it altogether. We're going to change the adhesive. We're going to replace it with some Tanglefoot. And you're going to have to buy a lot of cans of it, though, because it only comes in like an 8-ounce tin. And we're going to use that to pour into the kiddie pool.
You said Tangle-ass. Tangle?
No, Tanglefoot.
Tanglefoot instead of sticky-ass.
You got to put glue on the end of that, Roger, please.
Tanglefoot.
You know what? I'm going to go into my email, and I'm going to find the email that I wrote to the sticky-ass glue company, and I'm going to forward it to you. And you read it. You take it to heart. I meant every word I wrote, and I will not take it back.
Okay. So don't use Tangle-ass. Use sticky...
No, Tanglefoot.
Sticky foot. Tanglefoot instead of...
Tanglefoot.
All right, got it.
Tanglefoot, tangle trap, brush on, sticky trap coating. A lot of farmers use to brush onto a surface, and it makes a de facto fly paper on just about any surface.
I've lost track. Where do we put that now? You put it in?
You're going to pour that into the kiddie pool that you've put out in the yard that's already got a couple gallons of corn syrup in it, and then a raw steak that is rotting in the sun to attract, because you remember, it's a two-pronged attack. We got sticky, and we got stanky.
Sticky, stanky, steak. Stakey. Sticky, stanky, steak.
Well, the steak provides the stink.
Got it.
Do you?
Why would you want a sticky steak? Don't
no,
you wanna...
I forgot what the question was. I don't even remember where this came from.
There's a giant human fly hybrid that's flying around Toronto, and they want to catch him with the kiddie pool and a steak. So we use a sticky, stinky steak to catch the human. Isn't that what's happening?
Is this one of them word puzzles? I don't understand what's happening. Right
I think
now.
We've been punked by this emailer. There's no human fly hybrid. There's no sticky ass. There's no sticky steak. It's just somebody having a little fun with their prank.
Well, then why did you read that email, Roger? What's the point? I'm here to give advice to people who are having adhesive problems. I'm not here to play the idiot to their little prank phone calls. What are you doing? I want you to screen these emails a little bit better.
It just never...
Don't send me pretend send-em-ups. I'm not interested in fake emails and pretend questions, Roger.
It never occurred to me until just right now that it's...
I want people to send their questions, their real questions about glues, questions about adhesives, questions about tapes, questions about caulk.
Sticky caulk.
Sticky caulks, tapes, any of that stuff. You send those to bigscast@gmail.com. I can't continue. I can't. Not anymore. Not today. I've had enough, Roger.
Do we know what, I mean, do you have any tips about what people should do then with the kiddie pool full of the corn syrup?
I think Nick from Toronto should go outside and sit in the middle of
it
and think about how funny he is, because he's a funny comedian boy.
BigsCast@gmail.com. Also visit...
Yeah, gmail.com.
AskMrBigs.com and find out where you can find us on social media.
Hey, Roger, thanks. Thanks for joining me today. I'm not happy with all elements, with all points, but we did get the show completed, and I'm going to call that a win.
Hey, a finished podcast is a good podcast.
Not necessarily, I have found. Not always. We'll see you next time on Stick It.
Stick It.
Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by our generous patrons over on Patreon. Thanks going out to Abagnale Tries, Stephen Lambert, and Justin Payul. Yeah. If you want to support the show, head on over to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
Email.
No.
Email.
No.
Email.
No.
Email. Email.
No.
Stick It.